The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered him, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
A number of years ago, I had a class, online class, through Villanova University. Go Wildcats! And I remember sitting down at the computer for my first assignment. And immediately, I went back to Mrs. Buno's English class. So join me in the way back machine and let's go to senior English. Class, due next Friday, 5-page paper. Comparing and contrasting the notion of kingship as found in Shakespeare's Richard III and Henry V. Yeah, that was my reaction. Nobody here had the reaction of, "Oh, hot dog. Can't wait to get started. Finally, something we can get our teeth into. Great characters of Shakespeare." Instead, you all were with me at the dark side. Ugh. 5 pages. What's your immediate thought? Well, instead of 10-point, 12-point font, can I get away with 16? Nah, that's too big. 14. 14 will work. Margins. You can bring the margins in. 2 inches is way too much. Maybe she won't notice 1¼ inches. Footnotes. Footnotes are always good. That adds volume, right? And let's find real long publishers where we can get lots of lines in. And 5 pages. Well, 4½ rounds up to 5, right? So that'll count. And 4¼ rounds up to 4½, which rounds up to 5. In other words, what's the least amount I can do and still call this thing a five-page paper? What's the least amount of effort I can give and still say I completed the assignment? We sort of have something going on like that in the gospel this morning with the scholar of the law and his question about inheriting eternal life. Notice Jesus doesn't answer the question. You're a scholar. What do you say? What do you think the answer is? Well, it's to love God and love neighbor. Excellent answer. I agree wholeheartedly. So go do that. Love God, love neighbor, and won't have to worry about anything else. But exactly who is my neighbor? In other words, who do I have to love? Who do I not have to love? What's the limit on my love? What's the bare minimum I have to do in terms of loving God and loving neighbor and still have eternal life? And this is where Jesus does answer his question. He says, there are no limits. There are no limits on our love. There are no limits on our discipleship. For a disciple, the question is never, what's the least I have to do? It's always, what's the maximum I can do? Disciples don't manipulate the font. They don't bring in the margins. The question, who is my neighbor? What's the least I have to do? What's the minimum on my love? Is silly for a disciple. The disciple constantly asks, what more can I do? How much more can I love? Who else needs my love?